The 118th running of the Buffalo Turkey Trot is today. It starts at 9 o'clock this morning. And we're going to go live to the scene right now to Kathy Romanowski from the YMCA. Good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving, Kathy.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
You know, I just gave the weather, but I should probably ask you, most importantly, for all those thousands of people who are going to be running this morning, what's the weather like at the start line?
Things are looking pretty good this morning. Sun's starting to come up. It's crisp, but that'll keep people moving, so it's actually doing pretty well. No snow flying right now.
Okay. Now, if we do get that light snow, are there any concerns for the runners in that regard, or the people who run this, do they kind of know the drill and are they ready for anything?
You know what? They definitely know the drill. A good percentage of people running this morning are Buffalonians, so they know to prepare for just about anything.
And how does this rate, though, in terms of weather for this day? I mean, it's always kind of hard to remember from Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving. I remember the Thanksgiving back in, 2000, I think, of course, was the one right after that major snowstorm here in downtown Buffalo. But what is the normal weather? What could you say is typical for this Thanksgiving Day tradition?
We're usually pretty fortunate. We end up normally being around in the 40s or so, but today's a little colder than normal. And like you mentioned, we did have a storm back in 2000 that shut down most of the roads in Buffalo, but the mayor actually wanted the race to continue. So he definitely made sure the roads were plowed for us so that way we could continue on.
Now let's go over the course here so folks can be ready for things. Where do you start? Where do you finish? Everybody runs down Delaware Avenue, of course. Is everything going to be closed off to traffic at a certain time?
Yes, it is. They've actually started to do that right now, and so you're going to see road closures all the way down Delaware Avenue, all the way down to the Convention Center in the Niagara Square area. So there are shuttle buses going to and from the start line and the finish line area, so that way folks can park at either end of the course and hop on the bus.
Now, unfortunately, this particular race, this tradition, follows the unfortunate circumstances at another one of the great running traditions in America, and that was the Boston Marathon. Of course, the bombings this past spring, and a lot of folks have adapted to that in some regards. Have you guys had to make any types of changes for security this year?
We've always had security out on the course, but we definitely had a chance to meet with the Buffalo Police Department, the FBI, and the Buffalo Fire Department just to ensure that everyone, not only the runners, but the spectators as well, and all of our volunteers, enjoy a great race this morning. But we're not really worried. I think everything will go off without a hitch.
Yeah, let's get away from that serious element of things to the fun that this really is. I mean, there are some folks who are going to run this 8 kilometers this morning in 18-degree weather, and they're going to run it as hard as possible. But for a lot of folks, this is the only time they run in a given year. Maybe talk about the spirit of things among those, 14,000, as I was expected to run today, 14,000 people. Well, can you talk a little bit about the spirit and maybe some of the things that folks like to do during this race?
Yes, it's quite a spectacle for people that come out. If you're not a runner or a walker in the race, it's great just to come down and check everything out. It's sort of like our version of the Macy's Day Parade, because while you do have the serious runners and participants in the race, a lot of people dress up in costume this morning and really just have a blast. So we're having a costume contest. This is the second year we're doing that to kind of honor that extra tradition that's kind of developed over the years with everyone coming out in full fun costumes.
Well, that's interesting. So how many folks will normally try to get involved in that type of a contest, or just how many in general do dress up in costumes?
I would say, you know, we see a good handful. A couple hundred people will always be out there in some crazy costumes, some dress appropriately for the other weather, while other folks, got a lot of people dressed up as the village people to honor the YMCA, which is great. But you've got your pilgrims and your turkeys running out there as well. So it's awesome just to see people get so into the theme of the event.
You almost forget that the YMCA is involved in this. You guys, I'm sure you're already working on next year's event. But what about the proceeds from this race? Where do they go?
They actually benefit the YMCA's financial assistance program. So that way, people who can't normally afford our programs and services but need them to have a safe place for the child, for child care, or for our active seniors to stay healthy and socially involved, all of those proceeds go back to help people like that. And so people are really giving back this morning by participating in the race.
And there's also a lot of people like yourself giving back as well. I mean, obviously, this is part of your job, but there are a lot of folks who go to organizing this. As a matter of fact, working at the Sabres game last night, a coworker was going to be on with some of the production elements that are involved in this. How many people finally, from start to finish, and I'm talking about throughout the year and then even today, are involved in putting this event on?
Well, we have a dedicated committee of about 12 people that work on a real nitty-gritty of everything with the race. But then we have over 400 volunteers from, like you said, start to stop that really make this all come to happen. So if it wasn't for those folks, this race would not go off. without a hitch. So we're very thankful for them and their dedication, especially on a holiday.
And when things are all said and done after the race, what happens then when everybody gets to the finish line?
We have a great post-race convention center party, as well as in the Statler City. We have a family-friendly area over there, so folks can kind of get in and get out if they're running here with their kids. But it's great because the awards are given out then, but it's really a time for everybody just to kind of get together and celebrate the holiday.
You know, Kathy, I'm used to getting up bright and early on these mornings. For you, this is a little different story, same with all the other volunteers and such like that. What do you got planned personally for after the race?
I get to lay low. Everyone kind of takes pity on me today because they know it's been an early start. So I'm heading to my folks' house to celebrate the holiday with my family.
All right. Well, Kathy Romanowski, we appreciate what you guys do every year. This is one of our great traditions here in Buffalo. And good luck with the race. And we look forward to talking to you down the line.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kathy. Kathy Romanowski is the communications director for the YMCA. And, of course, today it's the 118th running of the Buffalo Turkey Trot along Delaware Avenue. It starts at 9 o'clock this morning.